coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on StandardBredCanada.ca. Norm Borg here with you. This year's Matron Stakes for two-year-old colt Pacers is, well, basically a walkover. About 169 were paid up, only three in to go. Question is, shouldn't this kind of money be paid out, or at least part of it paid out, towards, say, bigger purses for aged horses? We'll discuss that on this edition of Trot Radio. Tom Charters is the president of the Hambletonian Society, which, of course, presents the Breeder's Crown, also the Matron. Tom, welcome to Trot Radio.
Glad to be here.
A lot of people in our industry are starting to say, are the two-year-olds racing for too much money, especially when you see a case like the Matron this weekend where 169 are virtually paid up, only three show up, Indigo. It's basically a walkover. Why not take that purse money and put it towards bigger purses, say, for aged horses?
Well, first of all, the Matron is an outright closer. And if you look at the added money to the Matron, I believe it's maybe $10,000. I'm not sure. Very small amount. Most of that money is payments from owners. And you've gotten to the basic core of the problem. We'd all like to see more money for aged horses. But the way we generate purse money in stakes and early closers is primarily by payment. Any place from, say, 65 to 90% of the money is generated by payments. The problem is that with aged horses, the pool is available horses is very small compared to two-year-olds.
Wouldn't that be, though, because of the way the business model is constructed, with so much emphasis on retiring horses at three, it leaves very little on the four-year-old and upward ranks?
No, I think it's because the business model of stake. For instance, the Breeders' Crown probably adds more money short of making our races simply invitationals, as any stakes do. Woodbine's very good in how much money they add. Other stakes that have four-year-old races are primarily putting in, you know, large amounts of money. But you wouldn't create any more added money by doing away with kind of eliminating some of them, or the added money that you'd have available for older horses wouldn't be tremendously more. The key to it is finding more money, not just for older horses, but finding more money for four-year-olds so they can make that transition.
I want to draw a parallel between the Breeders' Crown and the thoroughbred version, the Breeders' Cup. In the T-bred side, they do have, obviously, large races for aged horses. I mean, we all remember Cigar's last race at Woodbine back in, I think it was 95 or so, in the Breeders' Cup. Why not create that sort of parallel, if you will?
Well, it's because the thoroughbreds basically add very a lot of money and have very low payments. But they also generate a lot of money because their handle is so much higher, many times higher. Anytime people want to race for $1 million, I say that's fine, but I want you to come up with the numbers, how you're going to generate that money.
You mentioned creating races and coming up with money for more aged horses. How would you propose, and what could, say, the Hambo Society do to try and bring that about? I mean, you're very good at getting sponsorships for the Hambo, obviously. Cadillac was a sponsor for many years.
Yeah, the sponsorship money is very hard to come by, especially adding it to aged races.
Again, isn't this a case of the tail wagging the dog? And I refer to the breeders. I mean, they're the ones that don't want to see these horses racing beyond age three. Mr. Levitt of Walnut Hall made the quote about Windsong Espoir, saying a true test of a stallion is his ability to race at two.
It's market economics, and in fairness to these owners that get a top horse, you know, many owners spend a lot of years losing money and then get a top horse and trying to deny them the ability to profit and to, in most cases, if not all, put money back into the sport by purchasing other horses. I don't know that you can deny them. I know it's the feeling that we'd love to see these horses race. I'd love to see them race, but to selectively try to prevent people from racing them, the only way you can do it is create an economic incentive. And there again, I say the tracks have to work with the horsemen to find more added money for races.
I couldn't agree more, and why not have a setup where, for example, you have a sort of a grand circuit for aged horses. You know, by that I mean the tracks have successfully worked with the horse people, and now you've got a Sun Beach racing at four or five or a well set because the money is there. If we pool our resources, surely we could probably do that.
I'd like to see the numbers and the schedule. The Classic Series has gone out of business because often it didn't fill.
Well, because all the horses are being retired that are worth looking
well,
at.
Well, no, they'd start at the beginning of the year, and they'd have, because of the cost of shipping and so forth, they'd all start with 30 or 40 horses, the pacing horses, and then we had the experience the last couple of years where races didn't fill. And that was new money. That was money from the sale companies. In large part, there was some added money, I think, for the eliminations. But it's a very complex problem, and subject to the all the other economic problems the sports addressed. I think you're talking about a time when aged horses were owned primarily by individuals who can make decisions to keep them racing. Once a horse goes into a partnership, especially a partnership for future breeding, it becomes much more difficult to keep them on the racetrack.
Nobody would doubt the commitment that the Hambletonian Society has to racing, and certainly your own, Mr. Charters. It's reached a point now where we as an industry have to really band together. What would the Hambo Society be prepared to do to try and bring about some of the changes we've talked about in this interview?
We've done it for 25 years with the Breeders' Crown.
I understand that. I'm speaking more in terms of maybe bringing along a series for age pacers that would be worth their while.
Well, again, you'd have to show me how you'd generate the money and how you'd fit it into schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I'd consider it. Unfortunately, because of the number of mares that a horse can be bred to at a $20,000
right.
Stud fee, it makes it... very difficult to make those numbers competitive.
Tom Charters, president of the Hambletonian Society, you've been very kind to join us on Trot Radio. We appreciate this. Thank you very much.
Okay.
And so it goes. It's a chicken or egg argument. One thing's for sure, if we don't do something quick, we're all going to have egg on our face. Let's work together, people. That's it for this edition of Trot Radio, a presentation of Standardbred Canada in cooperation with Board Communications.